American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. House lawmakers expected to get a full briefing today on the attempted assassination of former President Trump. This comes as lawmakers plan to introduce a bipartisan bill to boost Secret Service protection for presidential candidates. New York Congressman Mike Lawler co-authored the proposed bill and says there is no excuse for what happened Saturday.
And if the president isn't going to, automatically make this happen, then we need to pass legislation to ensure that all of these candidates have enhanced security. President Trump's security detail is nowhere near what it was while he was president of the United States. And obviously, there are significant questions that are being raised and need to be answered, including how an assassin would get on a rooftop with a clear line of sight to the former president and be able to get a shot off.
Former Secret Service agent Charles Marino says there was a failure in planning Saturday.
That building wasn't locked down and secured and posted with either a Secret Service agent or a law enforcement officer is why we're here talking today. As far as the initial response from the working shift, those agents assigned to the former president, that's the part that went exceptionally well. However, right. When you see all of these resources responding the way that they did, it means something failed, and it failed significantly in the overall planning right. To mitigate on the proactive side, providing that security plan that we send agents out in advance to conduct all the time.
A staff member of Democratic Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi is no longer in the congressman's employment after posting, quote, "Don't miss next time," after the assassination attempt on former President Trump. The Facebook post, which has since been deleted, was posted by Thompson's now former field director, Jacqueline Marsaw. Former presidential candidate Larry Elder says it was Congressman Thompson that introduced legislation to strip President Trump of Secret Service protection.
This is the same guy who referred to Associate Justice Clarence Thomas as an Uncle Tom. And then, of course, you're talking about this staffer who minutes after this assassination attempt posts on Facebook he should take some shooting lessons next time, don't miss. And the fact that this person got fired shows you that not only has the 9-year vilification of Trump, calling him a Hitler and a Nazi and a dictator, been pathological, it's also been diabolical, which means they don't even believe it. If there was a failed attempt against Adolf Hitler, would we be sad about that, or would we be hoping that perhaps it would go forward and be successful? The fact that people are now offering sympathy to Donald Trump and sympathy to his family shows you they don't even mean it, which means it's that diabolical. They're appealing to the most base instincts of their base. Right. It's disgusting.
A pro-family activist believes God's intervention saved Donald Trump from the assassin's bullet on Saturday.
On the heels of the failed assassination attempt on his life, former President Donald Trump is in great spirits as the Republican National Convention gets underway in Milwaukee. On his Truth Social site, Trump wrote, quote, "It was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening." He went on to post, quote, "In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined and not allowing evil to win." Gary Bowers, chairman of the Campaign for Working Families. He remembers when President Ronald Reagan was shot in 1981.
I was working for him at that time, and he missed death by a millimeter. We all remember that he joked with the doctors as he was being brought into the hospital room. But what I also recall is that after it was over and he recovered, Ronald Reagan was absolutely convinced, just like Donald Trump is convinced, that the hand of God saved him.
And Bauer thinks both men were spared to fulfill a higher calling.
Reagan believed God saved him because God wanted Reagan to bring down godless communism. And I believe Donald Trump, if indeed it was God's hand that saved him, and I believe it was, has the job of bringing up the United States of America.
Bauer believes that in the weeks and months ahead, every American of goodwill should be praying for Donald Trump and for the future of our nation. I'm Chad Groening.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.